You're listening to The Sports Moment.
March 18th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
The high school girls' basketball season has come to an end. However, the boys' basketball season is at state tournament week, and we have a couple of area teams that are competing. So we're going to be busy this week watching the progress of the Pelican Rapids Vikings in Class 2A and the West Central Area Knights in Class A. Before we get to that, though, let's talk about the Underwood Rockets. They finished their season 28-5. And they wound up fourth in the state in Class A girls basketball as they lost the third-place game to Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart on a Saturday. Now, the Rockets had Elizabeth Luckin, a senior, named to the All-State team in Class A, and junior Callan Grove was All-State honorable mention. So congratulations to each of them. And the Hancock Owls, who the Rockets beat in the Section 6A final, also have an All-State player, junior Caitlin Roloff, and an All-State honorable mention player in senior Misty Zempel, who is headed to Mayville State to play some college ball. Henning also is represented in that All-State list on the honorable mention side with Livia Misogatis. So congratulations to those Class A area athletes on the All-State honors. In AA, Willow Teal, a senior at Perham who's going to play college ball at Minnesota Crookston, was All-State, and her teammate Cora Grismer was an honorable mention selection, as was Barnesville's Abby John, who is headed to MSU Moorhead, and sophomore Morgan Korf of Pelican Rapids, along with junior Ellie Welch of Pelican Rapids, also named honorable mention All-State in Class 2A. Well, the boys' basketball state tournament is this week in the Twin Cities. And, of course, there are a couple of teams that are doing pretty well from our area. Class A, it's the West Central Area Knights, who have been ranked in the top 10 in the state of Minnesota in Class A boys' basketball all season. And they won the section title, 6A, 60-56 in the championship game against Ada Borup West on Friday night in Fergus Falls. And the Knights got the number 2 seed in the Class A state tournament. And they will open tournament play on Thursday afternoon at Target Center at 3 o'clock against Heritage Christian Academy. In that victory on Friday night at the Roosevelt Gym at the Otter Fieldhouse in Fergus Falls, I did catch up with head coach Craig Hunter right after the victory, and he shared his thoughts after the win.
You know, it's just a lot of emotion, and, you know, we've had a good program for 25 straight years, and we've been in a few of these games, and there's always been, you know, we got our best player hurt against Henning a few years ago, sprained his ankle, and 2007 we had a couple guys bank in shots in the last minute and lost some heartbreakers. And so, you know, when you get to the end, you're just like, I hope this doesn't happen again. But those last couple possessions, man, it was really good defense. We talked what we wanted to do in the huddle, and we ran our defense. We just switched everything, which we practiced that end of the game stuff, and the kids really executed it because, you know, we knew they needed a three. And then we just told them, you got to go get that rebound, wherever it is, all five of you, and they did it.
Craig, one thing you guys did really well defensively, and I know you've been doing it well all year, is you closed out on their three-point shooters with great effectiveness.
We play some zone, and, you know, in the old days, zone was, you know, you shoot from the outside, but our zone is actually a three-point defense because we spread it out. We get really active, and, we work on it. My assistant coach, John Nelson, runs most of the zone, so it's a lot of credit to him, but we work on it every day, and we do breakdown drills where they're moving the ball and just taking away three-point shots, and, you know, that's good. You know, we did a good job, I thought, of that because they have a couple kids, like number 10, if they get going, you know, they're dangerous. And in the first half, we lost them, I think, maybe twice, and we talked a little bit about that at halftime. But, yeah, overall, it was really good job. The ones they had to take were pretty deep and with a hand in their face, and that was a big key, too.
You know, in the first half, you got the ball inside to Ben By, And Ben had 18 of his 20 points in that first half. Now, they did control him a bit offensively in the second half, but couldn't keep him off the boards. So he really set the tone for you.
Yeah, that was kind of our game plan. You know, even you were at the BB game the other night, and we struggled for our offense. And at halftime in that game, we told them, we got to get Ben touches. And if you watch the BB game, Ben had 6 assists in that game, which he's done several times this year. And I showed him the film after, like, on our offense, just about every time we scored, either Bryce or Ben touched the ball in the post. And then, you know, it was a kick out with a flare screen on the backside or something, you know, and they had to recover. And that's kind of in the second half, too. They started double-teaming Ben more and trying to force him out. But we still got him to touch the ball. And we got some guys cut into the basket and got open when they're doubling him. So that's a big key to him. I mean, he's a heck of a player.
You know, one thing we've talked about with your team all season is the great balance that you have. And what we saw, I think, in this championship game, too, was the ability to pick each other up. When someone's struggling, someone else finds a way to get it done.
These kids are unselfish, and they know that. I mean, that we see in the box score some of their friends that play AU with are scoring 35 and 29. And I said if someone on our team tried to score 30, we'd probably lose. We don't, because that means they're going to be forcing stuff. Like, we have enough weapons, or we move the ball. There's so many guys to guard. And we talk about it a lot in selfishness. We do drills. That one, our kids are good at the one more pass, you know, when they catch it. They're pretty good shooters, and teams fly at us, and we're good to get that little shot fake and then zip it one more for even a better shot, you know. And that's what I love about them, how unselfish they are. We have 4 players averaging between 13 and 15, so.
Craig Hunter, head coach of the West Central Area boys basketball team. Headed to state, they'll play Thursday at 3 o'clock. At Target Center. Before we talk about Pelican Rapids, I want to talk for a minute about Lake Area Docks and Lifts. And Lake Area Docks and Lifts is one of our podcast sponsors, and we do appreciate them immensely. They do a great job getting you ready for summer fun from their 5 locations around Lakes Area. And they are your neighbor at the lake. And they do offer premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. That's Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, the Pelican Rapids Vikings in Class 2A won the section title impressively. They won by 33 points in the championship game on Friday night. And will advance to state with that performance. And it was an impressive tournament run. And I did talk with John Gullingsrud, their head coach. And we talked about how at the beginning of the year, the goal is to get to state. And this team has accomplished that.
All of our kids kind of put it on their goal sheets, I think, and is definitely on the radar. So, yeah, it was a fun week of basketball for us last week. Our kids played so well, especially in that Friday night championship game versus Park Rapids. I mean, we played well both ends of the floor, and a lot of kids did, so it was fun to watch.
Yeah, double-digit wins every night. You beat Perham by 12, you beat East Grand by 13, and then the 33-point win over Park Rapids area. What made the week so successful? Why were you able to do what you did?
That's a good question, because to say we didn't have some doubts ourselves, you know, at the end of the regular season, we lost to Ada Borup, who's obviously they're in the section final for Class A and Section 6, so they're a good team, and we knew that. And then we kind of got thumped pretty good by Hillcrest in our last regular season game. So, yeah, the vibe going into our playoff season was kind of a lot of question marks there. We didn't know how we would maybe respond after losing those last 2 games of the regular season. So, credit to our kids, though. I think they just kind of, through those last 2 games, kind of just deleted them from the memories and just focused on the task at hand. And, you know, our seniors really, really kind of stood up leadership wise and just kind of, you could tell their focus kind of filtered on the way down through the underclassmen. And we had guys that were really locked in on both ends of the floor.
One of the reasons that the Vikings were able to get to state was the way they shot the ball. 65% in the championship game against Park Rapids area. One of your coaches, John, Dave Retzloff, who coached at the community college in Fergus Falls, always told me he was a better coach when his team shot the ball well.
Yeah, we all look like we're geniuses when the ball's going in the basket. Yeah, it's just the kids were, we had a good idea and felt good about our game plan going against, because we knew Park Rapids was going to play a 2-3 zone in the half court. So, anytime we're playing a team that we know is going to play zone, we tell our kids in any practices leading up, hey, when teams play zone, you got to be ready to shoot, and you got to have confidence when you shoot. And we definitely had that, and it wasn't just one or two guys. Like the whole everybody that got on the floor just was confident and ready to shoot. So that was fun to see.
Well, now that you have gotten to the state tournament, John, do the goals change now that you are at state?
You know, sometimes you get that temptation, so you expend all that focus and energy just winning the section championship, and now we kind of got to reboot and reload and go down there and try to make some noise. You know, our main thing we're going to be telling our guys today in practice and as we move forward is just, you know, keep that confidence and that aggressiveness that we showed last week going, because obviously every team that's at the state tournament here is really good. So we're going to have our hands full no matter who we're playing. But if we show up with some confidence and continue to play the way we have played here in the section tournament, you know, I think we can definitely be competitive. We're the underdogs, you know, going in. They seeded the section 2A tournament, and we went unseeded and got a draw with the number 3 seed Lake City, and you know, we watched some games of theirs, and yeah, they're a talented team. They got some athletes. They're big. They're long, and they're good. So you know, and that, they're not the only team. So if you survive that first night, then it's just going to get competition's going to keep ramping up. So it'll be fun though. Like you said, we're not just going down just for a little vacation this week. It's you want to go down and compete, and you want to play with some confidence, and you got to have some belief in your team and in yourselves. So we'll try to instill that in our guys here today and tomorrow, and hopefully be ready to go for Lake City on Wednesday night.
And as a player, John Gullingsrud got to play in the state tournament back in 1998 for Norman County East. Now he gets to coach in it. And that's pretty exciting, John, to have been able to play in a tournament and now get to coach players in a state tournament.
When you experience it yourself as a player when you're in high school, I think, you know, that's why a lot of us get into coaching, because it's memories that last you for a lifetime. I mean, I've had a lot of people, you know, texting and emailing, and some of it's from my old high school that remember some of those memories from when we made state in 1998. So, yeah, it's kind of what you try to do. You try to get to that point where you can give some other kids this experience, and you know, it should be a blast for our guys. We're looking forward to this week. And it should be fun. Thank you, Craig, for all your coverage of our team and all the area sports that you do. It's I know it's a lot of work and probably goes unnoticed, but for all the work that you guys do over there, it's really great to expose and get these kids this kind of exposure.
John Gullingsrud, head coach of the Pelican Rapids boys basketball team, joining us on the podcast, and we look forward to seeing how they do down at state in that Class 2A tournament. Well, Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. They serve you from locations in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria, and you can also visit them online at pemlaw.com. That's pemlaw.com. Fergus Falls hockey has had a great tradition, and what's exciting to see this week is the impact that a couple of Fergus Falls High School grads have had on the Division III women's hockey programs that they are involved in. First of all, Sophie Rausch, who is just finishing her senior season of women's hockey at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, was named to the 2023-24 Hockey Coaches Association Women's Division III All-America team for the third time in a row. Rausch helped the Blue Golds to a 21-7 season and a second-place finish in the Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Conference Tournament. She led UW-Eau Claire in points with 50, goals with 29, and assists with 21, and ranked second in the WIAC in goals, points, shots, and power play goals. She was also this year's WIAC Judy Kruckman Scholar Athlete and was named a finalist for the AHCA's Laura Hurd Award, which is given to the top Division III women's ice hockey player. Congratulations to Sophie on an outstanding collegiate hockey career. And last week, we had Joe Cranston join us on Friday. Joe, in his 25th season as the head women's hockey coach at the University of Wisconsin River Falls, had been named the NCAA Division III Women's Hockey Coach of the Year at the banquet on Thursday night prior to the Frozen Four tournament. And then on Sunday afternoon, Cranston's Falcons defeated Elmira College 4-1 at Hunt Arena in River Falls to win the 2024 NCAA Division III Women's Ice Hockey National Championship. The national title is the first in the history of the program, which Joe has been the only head coach they've ever had. It's their 25th year. And they finish with a 31-0 overall record, the most single season wins in NCAA Division III women's ice hockey history, and the fourth ever undefeated season at the Division III level. Joe's a 1983 Fergus Falls High School grad. Congratulations to Joe Cranston and the University of Wisconsin River Falls on that national championship. Well, the Minnesota Gopher men and women have an opportunity to compete in the postseason basketball tournament, not the NCAA's, however. University men's team earned a bid to the NIT, and they will face Butler on Tuesday at 8 p.m. in Indianapolis. The Gopher women will find out late today or this evening who their first-round opponent will be in the WNIT. It is an expanded field of 48 teams this year, and they begin first-round play Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Gophers will find out their opponent and their game time sometime later today. And for the Timberwolves, they are playing in Utah again tonight. They beat the Jazz in Salt Lake City on Saturday night, 119-100. A little layover, and they play them again tonight in Salt Lake City. They have so far won all three meetings with Utah this year. Right now, Oklahoma City leads Denver by a half game and Minnesota by a full game in the Western Conference standings in the NBA. And that'll do it for today's podcast. Hope you have a great start to the week. It's going to be a busy one, and we'll do our best to keep you informed.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.